You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. It's Friday, which means I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented and pink-clad Elisa Profumo. How you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay. I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, good. Yeah, you are kind of low. What's going on?
Yes. Wait,
speak a little bit.
Is my microphone turned on?
Yes, it is. Let me just adjust some. So what kind of jacket is that? Is that a Lululemon?
It's a Lululemon. Yes.
I thought so. But you can't see through it.
No, you can see through Lululemon pants, I think.
Yeah, the black ones. You're not supposed to be able to see through them. I don't understand that one.
No.
So anyway, we've got a great show planned for you today. Lots of great stuff. And today's a really exciting show because at the end of today's show, that's right, you have to wait till the end. We're going to announce the winners of the $500 and free muscle gauge nutrition product, number one. Number two, we've got five pair of tickets to announce to the Arnold Classic that we're going to give away today. And number three, I was not getting anyone to upload their videos. Mm-hmm. You know, I asked everybody because we're doing this video montage. And we have a winner. I said, the first person who uploads a video, I'm going to give $100 worth of free product from Prime Nutrition. So we'll announce that winner, too, at the end of the show today.
Okay.
I feel like Oprah. Everybody gets a car.
Yeah, I wouldn't say they're quite. It's quite like a car, but it's good stuff.
Better than a poke in the eye.
Yes, that's true.
There you go. Okay. So anyway. We have some new sponsors to announce also, right?
Yes, we do. I'm excited about
one of them for sure, because you've been using one of their products already, right?
I have, yes.
Which one is that?
Leaner Living is the name of their
company
and website. And it's Dr. Spence and
Spencer,
Carl.
Isn't it Spencer?
Spencer and Carl
Nadolski.
Yeah. They have some great products on their website.
The reason we got them to come aboard is because we did this show on the importance of MK7, form of K2. If you're taking vitamin D by itself and you're not taking the MK7 form of K2, you can end up with heart problems and calcification of soft tissue. Not a good thing.
And they have a product that has both of those components in it.
Go figure.
D3 and MK7.
Yeah.
If you haven't heard that show, you should go back and listen to the podcast.
Yeah, very, very important show because a lot of us take vitamin D. And
right.
It may not be doing the great things that we want it to do without the K2.
But the one product that I was aware of that I've been using already, it's called Glycosolve. And I think we've talked about that on the air before. I know Dr. Matt Andrew had talked about berberine. Mm-hmm. And he's actually the one that turned me on to the product.
Right.
Matt Andrew did. And so I started using it. I don't use it as often as I should.
So how are you supposed to use that? You're supposed to take it before a meal, right?
You take it 15 minutes prior to a high-carb meal.
And it's supposed to help get the glucose out of the bloodstream,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's kind of cool.
That is good. But they have some good products. Check them out.
And there's a banner ad. If you go to Superhuman Radio, you'll see the Leaner Living banner ad. And they have a discount coupon code. SHR will get you 10% off anything on the website.
Mm-hmm.
But I recommend you look at the D3 and MK7 product, really.
I think so, too, yes.
And then we also have Mike Mahler is back.
Welcome back, Mike
Mahler's Aggressive Strength is back with his testosterone booster that he's been getting a lot of positive feedback on. And you can find that at superhumanradio.com. And, of course, Steve Lapidus from Age Force. They have a new resveratrol patch. Very, very exciting. The only place you can get the resveratrol patch is on our website. You can't find it anywhere else. And you can get a buy one, get one free. If you go to superhumanradio.com at the very, very top of the website, you'll see the resveratrol banner. And some of you may have emailed me and said, hey, the banner's not working. It is working. We fixed the problem.
And resveratrol is an anti-aging component?
Well, it's not just anti-aging, but apparently it works kind of like glycosolve, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a good study that was done, I want to say about 3 years ago, where they compared resveratrol with metformin, which is the gold standard for diabetes management.
Right.
And milligram for milligram, resveratrol outperformed metformin in maintaining stable blood sugar levels.
I guess I need to email Steve and tell him to let us try some.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So there you go. So anyway, let's talk about the gym today.
Okay. So first of all, I got to say this. Getting a good night's sleep is like really something.
Yeah, isn't it? Especially when you don't get it for a while.
I know. I slept great last night. So I was really like on a roll today in the gym. I did.
You were doing all sorts of plyometric stuff.
I did HIIT today. I did some high intensity stuff. I did plyometric jump squats. I did bench rebounds. I was taking advantage of how good I felt. And so I was doing farmer's walks with 80 pounds. Kind of reminded me of when I was younger and my stepfather made me carry bales of hay around.
Right.
But anyway.
People don't realize that you lived on a farm for a period of your life.
Well, off and on.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
But anyway, so.
That's a period of your life. Go ahead. Sorry.
I was doing the farmer's walks, and there's a girl in the gym, and she is not
She's a female boxer. She's Middle Eastern.
She's not a very happy camper.
And she walks around the gym like she looks, she scowls, and she has this hunched over look, and she walks real wide-legged, and she walks like, if you look at me, I'm going to punch you in the face. That's exactly how she looks. Like, don't look at me. I'll punch you in the face.
She never makes eye contact with anyone. She was on the one of the pull-up machines today, and I saw her over there. She was doing her boxing moves.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Right.
But anyway, so.
She wants everybody to know that she's a boxer.
She walks in my path while I'm doing my farmer's walks, and I almost ran into her.
Yeah, but you didn't move.
I know. I didn't move, and she was not about to move, even though I was the one who was
exercising.
She was just walking to the wherever she was going.
And in a gym environment, if somebody's doing walking lunges or farmer's walks, they have the right of way. If you're just like walking from one machine to the other or just traveling around the gym, you get out of their way because they're doing something.
Uh-huh.
But she wasn't having it.
No. And I just kept right on going. I thought, well, if I run into her, then...
She was probably thinking, if she walks into me, I'm going to uppercut her and left hook her, knock her ass out.
But it didn't happen, so no big deal.
I see her all the time, and I think it's humorous because, you know, she doesn't have a chip on her shoulder. She has a 2x4 on her shoulder. She walks around the gym, and she has this scowl. And everybody knows that she's a female boxer because she wants everybody to know that. I mean, she's told some people, you know. And she just walks around the gym like she is angry or constipated, one or the other. And she just walks around the gym and she is just angry. And if you look at her, man, she'll look at you like she'll stare you. She doesn't, if you look at her like you want to go say, hey, how you doing? Good morning. You change your mind immediately because she looks at you like, you looking at me? You must be looking at me. I'm going to punch you in the face if you look at me. It's like you just want to walk past her like, oh, let me get away from here. So anyway, I did something different. So my friend Ed Rusher, who I've talked about once in a while on the show, he was the strength and conditioning coach for Howard Schnellenberger, which was the football team here at U of L, right?
Right.
And so Ed has been bugging me. He goes, you know, you need to start doing some high volume stuff. He goes, I see you. You're doing lots of heavy stuff. You know, my normal routine is I do 5 sets, 12, 10, 12, 10, 8, 6, and 4. And I keep progressing with the weight and shooting for those rep ranges. And so he talked me into doing some German volume training, 10 sets of 10. And so I did it for chest and I did it for back, and it was fantastic. And I literally felt like I felt a pump that lasted for a day.
That was
earlier in the week. And then I had to take off because work. And so today I had to train legs, and I thought, I'm going to go in and do the German loading pattern that he told me about, the volume training, 10, 10, 10. Well, let me tell you something. It's a lot easier to do 10 sets of 10 with upper body than it is to do with legs. I did 10 sets of squats, 10 sets of hip thrusts, and 10 sets of leg presses, and then combined the leg presses with 10 leg extension lockout statics.
Now, did you go as heavy as you typically do?
You can't.
I've done 5.
You cannot.
I've done 5x5s.
Yeah, that's easy.
I've never done 10x10s. So
totally game changer.
Would you recommend a 10x10 for women?
Absolutely.
And why?
Because it builds, it does, it's not a strength thing, it's a hypertrophy thing.
Oh, okay.
Your muscles get bigger from it. Because you can feel it, like, so, like normally I'll do like power squats, I'll go all the way up to like 8 plates, right? Mm-hmm. And do a triple with 8 plates. I just did 2 plates on each side.
Does Ed Rusher do 10 by 10s?
Yeah.
He looks good.
Yeah, he's in good shape. Mm-hmm. And he said it to me. He goes, if you're going to do power squats, you're going to have to go really, really light. He goes, don't let your ego get in the way. And so I thought, well, I'm going to start out with 2 plates. And I did 2 plates for the first couple sets. And I thought, you know, I'm not going to be a dummy and try to go up really, really high. I'm going to stay. So I ended up putting a 10 on each side more. So I had 100 pounds on each side, basically, two 45s and a 10. I got to tell you something. By the 8th set, my legs were burning. I mean burning. They were burning so much that I felt compelled to walk to get the lactate out of the muscles because it was so painful. And I thought, holy mackerel, this is just my first movement. I did 10 sets of 10, so I did 100 reps with that. And then I went on to do 100 reps of hip thrusts with 225.
I think that, do you remember when we posted the video of me doing the sled a few weeks ago? And I think it was Lothar Tripke said that we should video my whole workout.
Yeah.
I think that we should get someone to come into the gym periodically and video our workouts because we both work out so hard. You know, there's not women, I mean, people our age in the gym that work out as hard as we do.
No. And that's the funny thing. I mean, I train as hard as any of the young guys there.
Mm-hmm. So do I.
Yeah.
The young women.
You actually train harder than some of the young guys there.
I do.
We have friends that can't train as hard as you. So,
Lewis, the guy that does the cleaning.
He works at the gym.
He came up to me today and he said, "What's gotten into you?"
Well, that 10 sets of 10. I mean, that's a killer. I would recommend that to anybody as a change up. So we'll see how that goes.
Sounds good.
I think we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got lots of great things to talk about. And don't forget, at the end of the show, we're going to announce the winners. Lots of winners today. This is like the Oprah Winfrey Show. Stay tuned. You may hear your name. We'll be right back.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law.
He's exposing the man behind the curtain in the organic discussion.
Whole Foods is getting prepared for this onslaught of new customers by finding ways to fool them into buying things that aren't organic, thinking that they are, which is the way they led into the industry. Back in the day when people remember Whole Foods, there were people that are going in there and going, oh, well, this is all organic. I bought it at Whole Foods. And, oh, no. They do sell conventional stuff there. They do? Yeah.
Exposing the myths in our grocery stores.
And then Whole Foods started labeling it more clearly what was organic and what was conventional. But there was a whole period of time where people were buying what they thought was organic when it wasn't. And they were charging more. Whole Foods prices was a conventionally grown produce, similar price to what other stores were selling organic, and that made it even more confusing for the consumer. They thought, well, how could it be? I just paid $3.45 for a pound of apples. That's what that store sells organic. You're telling me I bought conventional apples? Yep, you did.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 5-pound jug of Pure Whey Isolate for $50 and free shipping. It's the lowest price you'll find anywhere guaranteed. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SHR today. Limit one per household.
Taking vitamin D without taking the MK7 form of K2 can lead to unwanted tissue calcification. A growing body of evidence shows cardiovascular and bone benefits from taking vitamin D and K2 together. Getting MK7 from the diet is virtually impossible. Doctor-formulated Leaner Living's K2 plus D3 product is free of soybean oil and GMOs, blended into a potent olive oil base that is the dynamic duo of fat-soluble vitamins. Save 10% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Leaner Living banner ad today. Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the superhuman nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. Anabolicminds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back.
Why do you have your eyes closed?
I'm visualizing. I'm in the front of my audience, and I have a super muscular physique, and I'm tan, and I'm young again. Yes, look, I'm 26 years old. Look how good I look. Oh, my God.
Do you think that visualization is going to work for you?
No, not that one. That's a little far. I think visualization has its limits.
I wanted to talk about visualization today because, interestingly, I've been watching some of the Olympics, and I've noticed that a lot of the winners are talking about visualization. Now, they may have talked about it in years past. I don't recall hearing them talk about it. I know
they're not as vocal about it.
They're very vocal about it this year. We were watching the bobsled, and the two women from the United States that were ahead, the reporter asked her what she was going to do, and she said, "I'm going to go back to my room and visualize."
Yeah.
And then the girl who won the pair skating with the guy, Charlene White, I think they won gold.
Mm-hmm.
She told the reporter that she actually visualized herself.
Seeing the gold medal.
The gold medal, feeling the gold medal, and having it around her neck.
I think visualization can help. Okay, so let me say this. I think visualization, you got to be careful about visualization.
Easy for
visualization,
you to say.
Yeah, visualization, because it could be like prayer, right? So you and I pray that I win the lottery, and you pray that you win the lottery, and I win the lottery, and I say prayer works, and you didn't win the lottery, and you say prayer doesn't work, right? Visualization is like anything else. It's an important tool that could make the difference between winning and losing, or reaching a goal and not reaching a goal, but it's not the reason you reach the goal. It's just one of the things.
It's your focus.
Yeah.
So yesterday when I was, or a couple days ago when I was on the treadmill, they were interviewing a girl who is a skater, and she falls a lot during her competitions, and they were talking to her, and she said, she used this word, not only do you have to have a superhuman body, you also have to have a superhuman mind to be able to get here. And she said she didn't make the Olympics 4 years ago. And one of the things that she did was she said, I just have to focus and stop doing everything just to be able to get to this point. Mm-hmm. And she said that her parents couldn't afford a psychological coach.
So she started listening to the show. She says, and now Carl Lenore is my psychological coach, and I'm crazy.
But you know, I think that there's something to this, because there's been times in my life where I've thought about things, and it happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's no explanation
for it.
But see,
okay, so let's
explore
that.
And there's no explanation for it.
Right, but let's explore that, okay? In my humble opinion, because I'm with you on this, okay? In my humble opinion, it only works when you're not trying to force it.
So,
but when you're riding the wave, like the, everybody knows there's been periods in their lives where things come effortlessly.
I was just getting ready to say that.
Oh, go ahead, say it then.
Well, what I was going to say is, do you remember we were having a conversation in the car, and I said to you, I don't understand, because we were talking about some things in my life.
And you
life.
Were saying, I don't understand. I'm trying so hard.
I'm trying so hard, and it's not happening, and it used to come so easy to me.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, well, maybe you should stop trying.
Right.
And at that same time, I saw an interview with Matthew McConaughey, and they said, well, what's different now? You know, why do you think your career has taken off so much now as opposed to before? And he said, because I stopped trying so hard.
So life is like going into the ocean. And I've seen this with there were periods in my life where everything fell in place, and periods in my life where no matter how I tried, nothing fell in place. And what I came to realize is there's a synchronicity in your world, just like there's a synchronicity in my world. It's different. And it's like a surfer. A surfer doesn't stand up until they catch the wave. If they stand up before they catch the wave, they fall. They just sink. So you have to first be aware of the waves in your life, so to speak. Like when things are like, when you feel it, like things are going my way. And when you feel things start going your way, you have to let go and not force things, but accept things that are coming your way and use them and ride them like waves.
So what do you think about manifestation?
I think manifestation works only if you're in sync with your own life, because we just talked about it. You can't manifest anything if you're swimming against the tide. You just can't. So manifestation, visualization, and what's the other thing that they talked about in the secret?
Intuition.
Intuition is part of being in sync with your life. When you're in sync with your life, you're instinctive and intuitive. You're like, I knew this guy was going to do that. I knew that person was going to act that way. I knew she was going to say that. Notice when you feel that, stop, sit down, be quiet and look at your life and go, okay, I am in that zone where I can ride the wave. How do I get up on this wave and stay there? That's the thing. And as soon as you start forcing things, as soon as you start grabbing onto things and making them too important in your life,
mm-hmm.
That's when you stop riding the wave. The wave, you have to ride the wave. You cannot redirect the wave.
So this whole visualization thing, I want to get back to that
okay.
for a few minutes. Is that... Do you meditate when you...
Yes. Yeah. You got to get into a quiet... I did a show with Marv Fremiman, and he worked with the Los Angeles Lakers and a couple of the NBA teams, and he was their visualization coach.
Uh-huh.
He also worked with cancer patients with great success. I did that show back in 2007, I think.
Well, so, you know...
Yes. It's a form of... You have to be able to meditate first in order to visualize.
People can, you know, like high stress lives, they can make the stress go away.
Well, but now we just found out that's not true. So when we did the show the other day about hormesis,
uh-huh.
We found out that those monks, those Tibetan monks that meditate constantly,
right.
They actually have very, very, if you do their blood test, they have very high cortisol levels.
And why is that?
Because meditation blocks the effects of those hormones are not negative. They're only negative, kind of like what we were just talking about. He said, you have to pick your stressors. When you can pick your stressors, life goes well. When you can't pick your stressors, life doesn't go well. So those negative hormones we associate being negative hormones, like cortisol and stuff, are actually not negative. They're not positive. They are what they are, and it just depends on where you are in that stage of riding the wave or fighting the wave and what they're going to do to you. They can be hormetins, and that's what he said. He said stress hormones are not stressful to these monks.
They meditate all day long and they have very high stress levels, but look at them. They age well. They have low blood pressure, no heart disease. So you would look at them and go, wait a minute. That's counterintuitive. They have high cortisol levels and they have no heart disease. And he said, the magic is you have to pick your stresses. When the stresses you want, you thrive on them. When the stress is not what you want, you fight against it.
I was just going to read something. I have a Psych Central is the name of the website that I went to. And it says people use repeated visualization to achieve personal or professional goals. By visualizing every detail of his course beforehand, a runner can improve his skill and increase his performance. So if you want to get your personal best with a squat or something, you could you could visualize yourself with that amount of
achieving
weight.
Achieving it. Yeah. And you have to here's the thing about visualization. You can't just sit there and think about it. You have to engage your physiology. Your blood pressure should go up. You know, you may even start sweating if it's something that is hard for you to do. If you visualize well, you should feel the hair on the back of your neck stand up in certain instances. You should feel the same. Okay, going to the movies is like guided visualization, right? You go to the movies and you're watching a horror film.
Mm-hmm.
The girl's being chased. The guy's got a knife. He's catching up to her. Your heart starts to race. You start to grip the chair. Your blood pressure goes up. You become adrenalized. You're like, oh, my God, she's going to. That's what should happen when you do creative visualization. It's not enough to just sit there and go, okay, I see myself. I got the bar. I'm squatting. I put it back up. Wow, that was a great squat. That's not it. You have to imagine I'm getting under the bar. I feel the pressure of the bar on my back. What does it feel like? What does the room sound like? What do I smell? I smell the chalk on my hands. Okay, the bar is heavy. It's bearing down on me. I'm afraid. I don't think I can do this, but maybe I can. You got to go through it like you're going through it.
Right. Okay, so here it says, others search for a deeper awareness of themselves. They use guided visualization to find a place within themselves where they can get in touch with their intuition. Through images and sometimes feelings or thoughts that come up for them, they often find answers to questions they had been struggling to resolve within their conscious minds. Mm. And so that leads me into, so when you're in, like, a lot of times when you're in a subconscious state, but you're half awake, half asleep.
Like you're drifting off to sleep.
You're drifting off to sleep. Things just pop into my head that
right.
Oh, yeah, I should have done that, or I can do this, you know? And so it's like that state of mind, your alpha state, or your, is it the alpha state or
well,
the
there's
theta?
Well, there's four states, right? There's four states of consciousness, right?
Right.
Okay, so there's beta, alpha, theta with a TH and delta. And delta is when you're sleeping.
Okay, so delta is when you're in your deep sleep.
Right.
The silver mind control method.
Silva, yeah, Jose Silva, who wrote his first book back in the 80s, Silva Mind Control.
They use the alpha and the theta states of mind to help you control things of intuition and things
right.
like that for your own purposes for mind control.
And you can actually help yourself get into those states of mind if you understand the different wavelengths that stimulate them. So, for instance, the alpha state is stimulated by 7 to 12 hertz. Do you know what that means? Seven beats a second.
So
is seven hertz.
So do you listen to music or?
That's not music, 7 beats a second.
Well, I mean like a pounding of a drum.
No, it's actually usually like a clicking noise.
Okay, I gotcha.
So, I mean, seven hertz is 7 to 12. 7 to 12 hertz is 7 to 12 a second. Then when you go into theta, it drops down 4 to 7 hertz a second. And then delta is 0 to 4 hertz a second.
So how do you get your mind into that?
Well, you could. There's something called binaural beats. They have these little headphones you put on, mm-hmm. and it pulses out these tones in these waveforms.
But okay, so here it says that in shaman traditions, drums have long been used to transport the shaman out of his or her body into other realms of reality through the use of constant rhythmic vibrations.
Right. But I think it would be very, very hard to drum 7 times a second. You know what I mean?
I understand what you're saying, and I'm sure that drum beats can help.
It's no coincidence that 4.5 beats or cycles per second corresponds to the trance-like state of the theta brainwave activity.
There you go. There you go. But do 4 a second. So you look, 1001, right? That's four. I mean, that 4 a second is fast.
So, but the whole silver thing is that you can be conscious, awake.
You can get your mind
into the state, and therefore you're
and
conscious, and you're in this state, and you can have things that, you know, manifestation or intuition or all those things during that state.
Yes, and the silver mind control teaches you how to get into that state and stay there for a while instead of passing through it. See, we all go through these states as we go to sleep.
But you're not aware that you are.
Well, sometimes you are. Well, you're not aware that you are, but you know, like how many times have you, fallen asleep and remembered, oh my God, I forgot to do something at the office this morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's because you're passing through one of these phases.
Okay.
But the silver mind control method helps you stay there. That's what it is.
Well, the whole thing, I found it very interesting that all of these Olympians use these techniques to focus, to create focus, to create their strength that they require to get through their workout.
And it can work for you too.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break because I have to cough.
We'll be right back.
At the right time.
I don't care what side of this you're standing on. That GMO is good for us, GMO is bad for us. The truth of the matter is nobody knows the answer. Is it fair to subject this world to this experiment, which may have undeniable, unknown consequences that will be irreversible?
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. What happens when you take UltraDrawl and reduce it to near molecular size? You get skin stretching muscle gains ridiculously fast. You get NanoDrawl, only from Predator Nutrition. NanoDrawl is a stronger muscle builder than even methylstenbolone. NanoDrawl's nanoparticle size gets faster entry to the bloodstream and muscle cells. Batch tested for potency. You can save 10% off by using the coupon code NANRL1. Click the NanoDrawl banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. Get ready to outgrow your wardrobe. Get NanoDrawl. If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. I have a cough drop in my mouth.
Okay.
Just giving you a heads up out there. If you're listening and you have your car radio turned up loud, you may hear my lips smacking.
No, it's not me kissing you.
Aw. Okay. So, first thing I want to talk about, I'm taking it out of my mouth, are posers.
You mean like posing on stage?
No. Okay, so I have friends, and I'm sure you have friends like this too, who post stuff on Facebook, like, you know, stuff about genetically modified foods or stuff about stuff in the food or exercise, you know, the benefit. But they don't do any of those things. They don't exercise, or they say they exercise, but to them, exercising is washing the floor in the kitchen. And
gardening.
They post things about GMO foods, but they eat popcorn every night because it's GMO popcorn. It's like, and I'm so frustrated with this. And here's why. Excuse me. I'm sorry. The world is loaded with experts all of a sudden.
Yes.
Everybody's a flipping expert today. Everybody is the number one health expert, the number one in this, the number one in that. And Facebook enables them to actually build a following of nitwits who believe that they're experts. And so you have these people out there who are like posting stuff, but they don't live the life. How do you expose them? How do you say, why are you listening to this person? This person is a jerk.
That's frustrating, especially when there are people who work so hard and live the life and you know, follow the non-GMO and cook your own food or whatever.
Yeah, go and have a family farm that they do business with to get the right kind of meats and really work hard to do the things that we know will allow you to avoid disease and have a healthy life. And then you have these other people out there who claim that they do. And there's some of them even write books. I mean, I know somebody who just wrote a book and it just regurgitated what other people have said before, but now he's, you know, he's a health expert. And it's just tiresome. The internet has created or removed a barrier, and allowed people to assume identities that they don't really have.
Maybe you should write a book about this.
No, I'm not an expert in anything. I'm not going to. I'm not an expert. I mean, I'm not going to write a book because, oh yeah, listen to me. I'm just like everybody else in this audience, just trying to find the truth. I'm like the X-Files. The truth is out there. We're trying to find it. And then we have these people who are clogging up the opportunities for the truth. And they don't even live the life. And they want to act like they do. They want to act like as though they live the life because...
I guess because Facebook, they don't... It shields them. You know, they don't have to...
Yeah, you don't see them. You don't see how they eat. Mm-hmm. You don't see that they eat crap food. And they don't want to spend a nickel on coconut oil. They'd rather use margarine. And... The exercise to them is bouncing on a trampoline for a half hour, watching TV, and then they feel like, oh, well, I burned 100 calories, and now I'm gonna have a Snicker bar. And then they post stuff on Facebook. They're experts.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm sorry. I digress.
I rant a little bit there.
Anyway, so you told me that there are 9 things that athletes should never eat.
Yes, I did.
Is one of them GMO corn?
It better be.
What are they? I got them. Wait, hold on a second.
Diet soda.
Oh, that's a given.
Yes, but...
We have so many friends that use diet soda.
It's amazing how many people still drink diet soda.
I know. And most of them they,
you know, it's
say that, well,
coloring,
I want, but you know what? It's better than drinking sugary soda. That's what they say. And I feel like at least I'm having something.
Well, the caramel coloring, the aspartame, and somebody's going to argue with you and say, well, the aspartame hasn't been proven.
Well,
to
and then you got to drink a truckload of it. And it's, you know what? Okay. So,
but the caramel coloring has been shown to cause cancer.
Yeah. And the truth of the matter is, okay, so just because a little bit doesn't kill you, should you still use it? A little bit of asbestos won't kill you. Do you want a little asbestos in your house?
And what about the fact that the artificial sweeteners trick the body into thinking that it's consuming real food?
Yeah, the whole insulin dysregulation theory.
Canned soup. I don't eat. I can't remember how many years it's been since I've eaten canned soup.
Is it the can and the BPA lining, or is it the soup itself, or is it both?
The BPA definitely. And they're so processed. Well, it says here that they're processed. The high sodium trumps any of the health benefits.
Yeah, I buy that.
Do you?
It's usually a lot of chemicals in soups.
Yes.
I used to buy Progresso because Progresso was good, but then they were bought by like Campbell's or something like that. And now the soup
is... And see, that's what you have to be careful of, because like Burt's Bees was bought out by Clorox. And, you know, you have to... Emergency was bought out by whomever bought them. You know, all these smaller companies start out natural and then they get bought out.
Yeah, because they have a good reputation and some villainous company wants to ride along on their reputation.
Okay, so this one you may not agree with. Rice cakes.
And I know, you asked me about this the other day. I think rice cakes post-workout are not a problem.
They say that they have a glycemic index of 91.
Right, just like white bread.
Right.
Yeah.
So what if you have brown rice instead of white rice cakes?
Well, it's probably a little slower.
Okay.
But the point is, there are times where maybe a high glycemic index carb is acceptable.
After you work out.
Yeah.
What if
Not while you're sitting there watching television all night.
What if you put almond butter on it?
That would slow it down
a little bit. That would slow it down.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, sugary cereal. This is kind of redundant, you know?
Yeah.
White bread.
Yeah, all three of those should be in the same.
Microwave popcorn. Shouldn't eat any kind of popcorn.
And not only that, but microwave popcorn is like poison because you cook it in that wax paper lined bag. The butter flavor is toxic. The people who work in the factories where they make the butter.
We've talked about that on the show.
They develop lung disease from breathing that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But it's okay to eat, according to the FDA.
Well, the FDA said it's okay.
Okay, and this one, so many people who are vegan eat granola.
Oh, they swear by granola.
They
it's the greatest thing in the world, right.
And they say that it's got a bunch of unnecessary fat and an excess amount of calories. It says that it's there's a little bit of fiber, but not enough. So,
well, granola is basically dry cereal that you eat with your hand, right?
Right.
That's
mm-hmm.
all it is. So if I don't know that I agree with this, and I'm going to tell you why. I think athletes can eat these things because they're struggling to get calories. They're burning a lot of carbs if they're really, really athletes. And post-workout, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. I think these are things that the average person shouldn't be eating who's, you know, sedentary.
Alcohol. Too much booze slows muscle recovery, impairs motor skills, decreases strength and sprint performance. It's also a diuretic, so it dehydrates you.
Yeah, and I've said that about alcohol too. You know, I drink alcohol because I like the buzz. It's not because I want to convince myself that it's good
for me. I enjoy red wine. I don't drink it all the time, but I enjoy it. A meal without protein.
It's like a day without sunshine.
You know, so many of my friends, they'll be eating something and I'll say, well, where's your protein? You know, like it's all carbs.
I was in the sauna the other day. I told you this already. So this really nice kid. I see him at the gym all the time. He trains so hard. And I've been watching him for probably the better part of 6 or 7 months. And his body has changed a little bit, but not to the degree how hard he trains. So I said to him, how's your training going? He goes, oh, great. I go, how much protein do you get a day? And he sits and he thinks, and he goes, about 500 grams. I said, really? I said, give me a snapshot of a meal. What's breakfast? 4 eggs, oatmeal, and something else. I forget what he said. The other thing was like a starchy carb, too. I said, okay, what's lunch look like? He goes, since I'm at work, lunch, he goes, I was doing a protein shake, but I stopped doing that. Now I have fruit. says, okay.
Just fruit.
Yeah, just fruit. You know, like apple and orange, something like that. I says, what about dinner? He goes, well, dinner, I get the majority of my protein. I have anywhere from, you know, two chicken breasts and beans and rice. I says, and what about after that? He goes, that's it. And I said, well, even if they're huge chicken breasts and each one of them is 25 grams of protein, you're getting 50 to 75 grams of protein with your dinner. The beans have a nominal amount of protein. He goes, I thought beans were protein. I said, no, they're a carb. I said, they're 34 grams of carbs and 7 grams of protein. What would you call that?
So many people think that beans are high in protein because that's what the media,
yes,
and the grocery manufacturers,
well, that's
association.
And these gurus out there who are posting crap on Facebook and acting like gurus, they'll tell you beans are a protein.
Well, we were having a dinner party and somebody brought an appetizer and he said, oh, beans, they're high in protein. And I said, well, there's about 34 grams of
carbohydrate
per serving. Would you call that high protein?
Yeah, and 7 grams of protein.
7 grams of protein.
And so we did the math, and I said, dude, you're getting about maybe 125 grams of protein a day, and you need like 200 for your body weight. So the point being, people don't get it about protein. They just don't get it. They think that oatmeal – because it has five grams of protein, that has enough protein.
But it also has 34 grams of carbs.
And quite often, most of the stuff that has some protein in it doesn't have complete amino acid profile.
A quinoa is another one that people think is high protein. Well, it's got about, I don't know, don't quote me on this, but maybe 7 grams of carbs in it.
Protein, you mean, right?
I mean protein, yes.
Well, and so the problem is that the FDA allows companies to say high protein when the amount of protein that it carries is higher than another food in that category. So let's say you have a high protein potato. The average potato, let's say, is 45 grams of carbohydrates and 2 grams of protein. And you come up with a high protein potato that's 5 grams of protein. You could say it's high protein, good source of protein, high protein.
But Diamond Walnuts can't say that they're heart healthy.
They should hire you. Diamond Walnuts should hire you as their spokesperson, because every time we have this discussion, you stick up for them. But Diamond Walnuts can't say that they're heart healthy. You know, you really should call them. Somebody, we have to get Elliot to do a CD compilation of every time you've said that and send it to them.
Are you getting tired of me saying
no,
that?
No, I think
but
Diamond Walnuts
truth.
Should hire you. I swear to God, I'm not
I
kidding around.
I should be
around.
Their spokesperson.
Yes, yes.
Somebody tell them that, please.
So anyway.
Okay,
yeah.
Just really quick, I just want to mention, you know, spring is coming up and we're going to be planting things in our garden. Those of us who plant and not just post it on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, right. We have a friend who she said she just loves on her plants and they grow. And I can only imagine what loving on them means. I hope that she doesn't mean that she's naked when she's loving on them. That's all I can say.
But anyway, so was something I posted the other day about helping to save the bees, and there's just a lot of neat little plants on here that people can, that grow, like lavender, for example. Lavender just grows wild. It's so easy to grow.
Yeah.
Just plant that in your garden. Sage, it's another Russian sage.
The Russian sage, Elisa has a Russian sage in her backyard. It's got to be, I'm not kidding around, it's got to be 8 feet wide, 4.5 to 5 feet tall, 2.5 to 3 feet deep. It's on the side of the pool. And when that thing blooms,
bees are everywhere.
When I first saw it, I thought it had yellow flowers. They were yellow jackets all over the place. I was like, there had to be 500 of them there.
And Russian sage is so easy. It just multiplies.
And it smells good, too.
Sunflowers, if you can keep the deer away from them, that's another good one.
The deer. Well, you know the good thing about sunflower seeds? The chipmunks plant them for you. Don't they, right?
They do.
Because we have sunflower. How'd that get there? And you say, well, the chipmunk buried it there.
Because like, I'll have some potted plants, and then all of a sudden a sunflower will be coming up, and I'll say, the chipmunk must have planted that sunflower.
Hide them.
They hide them in everywhere. They hide them.
Yeah.
Geraniums.
Yeah. And that'll cure AIDS, too, by the way. Remember that? The geranium oil?
Oh, that's right. Thyme. I have thyme. You can get thyme. It's called a steppable, and they're creeping little thyme that you can plant in between rocks, and you can step on them, and it won't hurt them because they're called steppables. So thyme is also
Now,
really good.
Explain something to me, because I don't know. A perennial grows back and an annual doesn't, or vice versa?
Perennials grow every year. Annuals don't.
So you just plant them once?
Yes.
So perennials are what you should plant.
Mm-hmm. And then the herbs.
Crocus, buttercup, aster.
Cilantro.
Hollyhocks.
Cilantro,
fennel. I knew a girl named Holly who had ankles that looked like hocks.
That's not nice. My mother used to love hollyhocks. But anyway, so start thinking about your garden and what you're going to plant, and do something that's going to be healthy for the butterflies and the bees.
Yeah, because they need our help.
The birds and the bees.
They need our help. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we've got lots more. Don't forget, you want to stay with us through the end of the show, because you may hear your name announced as a winner. We'll be right back.
Not only does he poke holes in corporate lies, he tears them a new one.
All of the associated companies that say that GMO labeling is unfair to them cite that it would cost too much money to change the label on the box. But meanwhile, they spend millions and millions fighting labeling. Why don't they just use that money to label the boxes?
His name is Carl Lenore.
And keep in mind, Madeira, the province of Portugal, Switzerland, India, and Thailand have all banned, B-A-N-N-E-D, the sale and growth of genetically modified foods in their countries, because they prefer to wait for more research to come out before they subject their citizens to it.
On Superhuman Radio.
Everybody deserves to know what they're eating. This is nonsense.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
J.R. Sean Kingston.
Your way to beautiful.
Welcome back.
That's why it'll never work.
So real fast, before we go back on track here, Adele Moussa posted a study on my Facebook wall that shows that 7 hertz modulated 450 megahertz electromagnetic radiation actually improves attention and short-term memory in a study. Interesting. So that kind of coincides with what you were talking about before with the 4 different phases, you know, alpha, theta, beta. You know,
right. Like. Delta.
Yeah. So there you go. And now people think that RF doesn't have any effect on them. Keep in mind, this is electromagnetic radiation. They couldn't hear it.
A friend of ours said he has earthing sheets.
Yeah, they ground out.
Yeah, I was thinking I need to check into those.
Yeah, I've talked about them when we did that show on Zapped, the show on electromagnetic radiation.
Uh-huh.
And a thousand other don't use your cell phone as your alarm clock. And
people probably think that we're crazy for thinking that has any effect on.
Whenever I have a scientist on the show and I talk about EMF, I always preface it by saying, now, look, I want to tell you, I'm not wearing an aluminum hat.
I know.
You know, I don't have a tinfoil hat on, but EMF definitely has effects on our bodies just because we can't see it. Otherwise, they wouldn't use it for oncology purposes to try to kill cancers.
That's okay? True.
So, okay. All right, so let's talk about fluoride for a second.
Oh.
The ADA, the American Dental Association, is at it again.
In their infinite wisdom.
The company, the organization that put mercury in your mouth is saying that parents of children under 2 years old need to start using fluoride toothpaste as soon as teeth start sprouting.
As soon as their baby teeth start to sprout, they should start using brushing their teeth, even though they can't spit.
Now, wait,
so that means they're going to swallow every single bit of that.
And they actually say that in the research. They say that once a child can spit, they should spit it out, but that should not keep you from using fluoridated toothpaste.
Okay, so it used to be, their advice used to be children's 3 to 6 years old should use fluoride toothpaste. But now they've changed that. They have overturned that advice and changed it to 2 years old.
Right. Even though, now, one other thing, okay, I want to mention that is worth talking about.
Okay.
Even though those teeth are going to fall out.
Yes. Well, they say that that it's going to prevent decay, which
of the teeth that are what up and underneath there?
No, the teeth that are currently the
but who cares? Deciduous, they're going to fall out.
The deciduous teeth.
Who
baby
cares?
Teeth.
They're going to fall out.
And that trumps the fact that when you get too much fluoride in your system, you get fluorosis of the teeth.
Well, not only do you get fluorosis of the teeth, but fluoride has been linked to cancers. Reduced IQ in children exposed to it, thyroid problems.
IQ, they're saying, isn't legit for the United States.
Because the studies were done outside the United States.
Because studies were done in China and Iran.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're idiots there. They don't understand science there.
Well, they say that in China, they have a naturally occurring high fluoride water. The water there naturally has high fluoride anyway.
Right. Okay.
So, but that doesn't matter.
You know, and so they say that the science is flawed.
Because it wasn't done in the United States.
Right. But some of the research has been done in the United States. That's not true. There's research from the 50s. There's research from the 50s here in the United States that shows that fluoridated water affects IQ in children. That was done in the United States. Now, what are they going to say about that? Oh, it was done in the 50s when scientists were stupid. That's what they're going to say. This is all about promoting fluoride. This is all about an industry. And the ADA is a corrupt organization. Anybody who can justify putting mercury in your mouth after we know what mercury can do to you and saying, well, no, the mercury stays trapped in the amalgam. It doesn't get out. That's baloney.
They're saying here that the American Academy of Pediatric Dentistry, as well as the ADA, are saying that they should use a smear of fluoride toothpaste for children younger than 2 who are at risk for cavities, including those who go to bed with bottle at night. Parents should not put their children to bed with a bottle.
Right.
Unless it's, I mean, they just shouldn't put it into bed with a bottle because that creates a whole nother set of problems.
And besides the tooth decay.
And they said the best predictor of developing cavities in the future is a history of cavities. And that is not true.
That's not true.
Because if you brush your teeth and you floss and you take care of your teeth, you're not going to get cavities just because you're, if your parents.
Because you had tech. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. If your parents did. That's bull.
Well, talk about that doctor that you knew.
When I used to be in sales, this doctor was in Northern Kentucky. He was a periodontist. Periodontists are the ones who treat gum tissue issues. When you have pockets and infection, they remove the gum tissue that's infected, and then it leaves the healthy gum tissue to grow, and the pockets go away.
Right.
He used to have his patients brushed with no toothpaste.
Just brush.
Now, this is a person who's dealing with infection.
Right.
Right?
And teeth that are rotting.
And right. He had his patients brush without toothpaste.
Right. So what does that tell you? But
exactly.
But I bet you he won't go up against the ADA because they'll take his license away. So interestingly enough, the reason that they are going to continue to poison young children with fluoride is because they say that the science was done outside the United States, implying that all those other countries are idiots.
Just recently, Kansas has had some lawmakers and opponents come out, and they actually got to testify and say that they don't want fluoride in their water any longer. There was a representative that from Wichita actually that led them, saying that they wanted the water out of their fluoride.
The fluoride out of their water.
Yeah.
He said the water out of their fluoride. Well, technically, they have so much fluoride in their water, it's actually fluoride they're drinking. There's a little water in it, too.
But that's what the opponent's argument was that the studies weren't done here in the U.S.
So when studies aren't done here in the United States, then we give them no credit. And research that's done here in the United States is squelched anytime it disagrees with what the industry wants propagated out there. Remember that. Look at GMO and the French rats.
Surprisingly enough, the website that initially published, the journal that initially published that study retracted it.
Of course they did. They were forced to retract it. They were forced to retract it by Monsanto itself. But now, so let's switch gears here. Let's stay with this notion that the United States doesn't think other countries are smart. Their scientists are all idiots, and that's why we don't believe their research. Saturated fat and cholesterol has been exposed as a myth in the mainstream media in Australia.
Well, good for them.
I know. Now, of course, the United States doesn't care about this because they're going to say, well, the Australians are idiots. They don't know what they're talking about. They don't know how to do science. We know how to do science. We're the United States of America. And that's what they're going to say. But meanwhile, it says right here, outside the United States, the myth that saturated fat and cholesterol causes heart disease is quickly falling apart. Sweden just recently became the first Western nation to reject the low-fat dietary philosophy in favor of a high-fat, low-carbohydrate diet. Bravo for Sweden, and their citizens will live healthier lives. Bravo.
And then it says now ABC TV in Australia has released a news documentary with the title Heart of the Matter, The Cholesterol Myth, Dietary Villains, and Cholesterol Drug War. This documentary interviews cardiologists, science writers, and other experts who expose the saturated fat and cholesterol myth.
But keep in mind, if that ever came here, every one of those scientists would be discredited, attacked, and they would be, chances are they'd lose their licenses as doctors.
People have to take statins in this country.
You don't want anybody who believes, look, we are never going to change the government. The government will always be corrupt and the government will always kowtow to industry. It's not going to change. It's been like that for thousands of years. It's not going to change. So the notion of changing it is a waste of energy. Your choices are what have to change. Don't listen to the government. Use your critical thinking skills. I've said it before and I'll say it again. The new evolutionary selection pressure is where you get your information from.
And also, there's so many, just like the GMO, there's so many people, even though it's just like the cereals are now, they're taking GMO out of the cereals. Not that I'd ever eat cereal, but people are aware. You know, you can make better decisions now. There's more tools on the internet for you. I just posted something about the USDA organic and what that really means yesterday. You can find the information that you need to make yourself better qualified to make food choices.
Right.
You know, there are farmers out there that you can go to. It's all there. You just have to look for it.
Right. But most people don't bother looking for it. They're too busy posting things on Facebook to act like they know what they're talking about. So anyway, but bravo to Australia and Sweden and every other country out there that is exposing this, because you know what? It's just a matter of time before the United States hears this news too.
Okay, it said here that part one caused so much controversy when it was aired that Australia's top medicine safety expert urged ABC not to air the follow-up because it might encourage people to go off their statin drugs.
Oh, goodness, don't do that.
If people who stop using their statin drugs, it's very likely that it will result in death, she said.
What an idiot. You know why? Because all the research shows that taking statin drugs does not reduce your risk of heart attack. And taking a statin drug reduces the risk of a second occurrence minimally. Minimally. In fact, when they did the research and promoted it here in the United States, they fudged the numbers to make it sound like 50%, but what it actually was a half of 1%. And I listened to Stat Nation again the other day. I had my app with me. I was driving in the car and I listened to the channel, and we run Stat Nation every now and then. Great. By Justin Smith.
Uh-huh.
I was listening to that. I was thinking, man, why isn't this on mainstream TV at, you know, Friday night, Monday night, Wednesday night at 6 or 7 p.m.? People need to hear this stuff. You'll never get it on the TV here. They'll never air it because of that. Because the industry would punish the TV set. We're going to pull all our advertising if you do that.
That's scary. That our lives don't matter.
No, they don't. They've never mattered. Remember, governments operate under the premise of the greater good. Some people have to die so others can live. Some people have to have miserable lives so others can have good lives. Some people have to go to jail, even if they're innocent, so that the bad people go to jail too. It's terrible. It's a really great way to live until you're that 4%, 6%, 3% that is suffering for the greater good. Then it sucks. So we have to take a break. Okay, we've got lots more good things to talk about. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair. And they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so but what's not? Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Back. All right, we're gonna stay with this theme for a second longer.
We were talking
this
about
this notion about our science here in the United States trumps anybody else's science because we're the United States. We're smarter. We're better. Our medical institutions are better. Our scientists are smarter. And in Germany and in Russia and in Iran and in China, all those countries, their scientists are stupid compared to ours. Right.
Right.
Okay. So a book was just published by Harvard Medical School's Dr. Marcia Angel, The Truth About Drug Companies, How They Deceive Us, and What to Do About It. And a quote from the book is this. It is simply no longer possible to believe much of the clinical research that is published or to rely on the judgment of trusted physicians or authoritative medical guidelines. I take no pleasure in this conclusion, which I reached slowly and reluctantly over 2 decades as an editor of the New England Journal of Medicine. God bless you, Marcia Angel. I'm not a big proponent of prayer, but everyone pray for her because she is part of the medical orthodoxy who is broken and is telling the truth that you can't believe the science that's being published because it's all skewed to promote special interests.
She cites a case where a doctor, he's the chief of pediatric of psychopharmacology at Harvard's General Hospital. She cites that thanks to him, children as young as 2 years old are now being diagnosed with bipolar disorder and treated with a cocktail of drugs, many which are not approved by the FDA for that purpose, and none of which approved for children below 10 years of age.
That's disgusting.
2 years old being diagnosed with bipolar disorder. Really?
That's disgusting. And he was paid, Dr. Biederman, is that who you're talking about?
Yes.
He was paid $1.6 million in consulting and speaking fees between 2000 and 2007.
For the drugs that he advocates.
For the drug companies that he promotes.
That's just disgusting.
And then they say, well, you know what? The science wasn't done here in the United States and we can't trust it. No, any science done in the United States should be taken a step back from before you trust it. I don't even care if it says that there were no, you know, now they have a disclosure where
he didn't disclose it to his employer, Harvard.
No, but now they have disclosures on a lot of research pieces that there's no conflict of interest but here's what drug companies are doing now, right? So they're giving money to the NIH. And then they're telling the NIH what they want to fund. So they're an arm's length away. So when the NIH funds a study on statin drugs, for instance, it looks like the NIH funded it. And so the scientists who are involved with the study go, well, there's no conflict of interest. But meanwhile, the NIH got the money from some pharmaceutical company. So what they do is they take a step back and they keep an arm's length with the researchers so that they can say that there's no, it's a game, folks. It's all about profits. It's all about parting those dollars in your wallet and your purse from you to them any way that they can.
Well, whenever you read a study, you have to see who funded that study.
But even if you see who funded it, it doesn't matter. That's what I just said. Because if it says the NIH funded the study, you don't know that the NIH got money from a pharmaceutical company as a grant, and they paid.
No, but what I'm talking about, there are studies out there that Merck has funded.
Yes, or the ones where it actually says
that. We remember we talked about that when we were doing the TV show.
Yes.
And we talked about how Merck had funded
the statin drug studies.
Yes.
Right.
It took me 5 minutes to find that on the internet, who funded that study.
You know, I don't know. It's never going to change. I sit here and I think, God, it's time for a revolution. Something has to change. These politicians don't give a damn about us anymore. These organizations, the FDA, they're there to protect us, and they don't. Politicians don't care about us. It's all about fleecing us, and we lose years of our lives and quality of our lives. You know, I know that we're never going to change things, and we just have to make the right decisions, and that's the best way to give the government the middle finger, is don't use these drugs and live a long life, a long, healthy life. Then you're flipping it off to them, because all these politicians are going to end up in nursing homes someday, and they'll fall subject to the systems that they created that are designed to exploit other people. I can't wait for Joe Biden to be in a diaper, facing a wall, babbling like a three-month-old. It's disgusting. Disgusting.
You know what I find interesting is, you know, just a few minutes ago, we were talking about the documentary that they aired in Australia. Chipotle has now come up with a series of documentaries.
I love the name of it, too.
It's called Farmed and Dangerous.
Instead of Armed and Dangerous, right?
Yes. And it's going to be a four-part series that is showing on Hulu for free. So if you haven't seen it, go find it and watch some of it. I guess I can post it. I've got it. I can post it.
Yeah.
But they're talking about the links to which corporate agribusiness and its image makers go to create a positive image of industrial agriculture. And at one point, they're talking about how the cows are fed petroleum pellets for their feed.
Right. Petroleum pellets.
Petroleum
Think about that.
Petroleum pellets.
Right.
Yes.
Because we all know that cows love petroleum. They, in fact, the only reason why cows eat grass is to try to burrow down into the earth so they can get to the oil.
It says that the petroleum pellet is causing indigestion for some cows.
I would think so. And they're farting. That's why they're farting methane, these poor cows. That's why we have a methane problem with cows. They're feeding them petroleum.
The video series was produced to get us to think more about the food we eat. And it says here it's sure to offend some of the livestock farmers.
Well, interestingly enough, I saw something on the news this morning that because of the drought on the West Coast, beef prices are skyrocketing.
I saw
that. And that's because all of the big cattle farms, there's a cattle farm. In between, when I used to drive from Phoenix, Arizona to San Diego, there's a cattle farm there. I want to say it has 85,000 head of cattle. You can smell the manure smell from the highway, and you can't even see the cows. That's how far the smell travels. Well, all these cattle farm, they're out in the desert. They're out on the West Coast, and they didn't get any rain this year. So beef prices are through the sky. Guess what? We got lots of rain here where my local farmer raises her cows, and beef prices haven't gone up.
They're the same.
They're the same. So, they're making it sound, oh, well, beef prices went up. Yeah, because all the factory farms are out there where it doesn't rain often. It's crazy.
You know, another thing I found interesting in one of the articles that I read about Chipotle is they don't do any advertising on television, like Subway and Chick-fil-A and McDonald's. They don't do any advertising like that.
Yeah, I know. And they have great food. I love their food. I like Chipotle.
Well,
I just don't get the beans.
You don't eat the beans. And
I get the naked
chips.
Burrito. Yeah, I get the naked burrito, double chicken, a little bit of brown rice, the vegetables, which is peppers and onions. And they use all organic. They use all locally sourced meats, a little bit of salsa, a little bit of cheese, and that's it. It's fantastic.
I saw an interview. The owner of Chipotle has actually gone to the farm where they get their meat and to find out what the circumstances are that these animals are raised in to make sure that they're humanely raised.
Yeah.
And I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big step from Subway, who puts yoga mats in their bread.
Yeah. And I hate to say it, I'm not being partisan, but Michelle Obama is promoting Subway as healthy, and she's hooked up with the school systems to get keep kids to eat healthy. She's telling them that Subway is healthy. I mean, really? Really?
And also, just as a side note, Subway is not the only one that puts that in their breads.
All the fast food companies.
Burger King does. I think I posted that on Facebook.
Yeah.
Burger King, Chick-fil-A, Wendy's, they all do it. They all do. They have high fructose corn syrup in it. They all put stuff in there that you should not be eating.
Yeah. Oh, well, no, it's okay if you eat a little bit of it. You know what? You never know when having some yoga mat in your liver will actually help you someday. You never know. It may be the reason that it saves your life. Sam, we just got this posted on the fan page. Sam Bisak, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. He says, the benefits I've received from placing more emphasis on visualization is unbelievable. Just visualizing successful lifts has allowed me to set incredible PRs that I never thought possible. It has also caused me to be way more confident under the bar in the three big lifts. Also, a recent article on Ergolog featured research that apparently just visualization of calf growth produces results in strength. Pretty interesting. Actually, Vince Gironda and Joe Weider were the first ones to talk about visualizing your muscles growing, and they will grow. Now, I don't know anything about that. I'm just telling you, it's been around for a long time, that whole concept. Some of the old-timers used to believe in it as well. Thanks for putting that up there on Super Human Radio Network, Sam. What do we want to talk about before
well,
we go
Well, I just want to, you know, we were talking about how...
want to talk about alkaline water just real
not
quick?
Not yet. I was just getting ready to say
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
how things are changing. And,
right.
And, you know, like, okay, so Subway says they're going to take the yoga mat out of their bread.
But they're going to replace it with something else, probably something that they make basketballs out of.
did you know that the dinner rolls at Pizza Hut have the same...
material in it.
Yeah. Azodicarbonamide.
By the way, the person who broke the news on this is the girl who wrote Pandora's Lunchbox.
Yes.
She's not getting any credit for writing about that last year. There's a lot more in that book than just this
mm-hmm.
that's in your food.
But anyway, so I guess Chick-fil-A says they're going to remove high fructose corn syrup and artificial dyes from their sauces and dressings. So, you know, it's starting to take effect.
But here's what has to happen. We can't become complacent. So we already know that the stuff that they're replacing BPA with is just as bad as BPA.
Mm-hmm.
See, the way it works is this.
We know that, but,
yes.
But the masses don't know
and
that.
That's what I'm saying. So we can't let up. So I've said this before. The FDA doesn't force these companies to stop using things that are poisoning us until the companies are ready to stop using it. The FDA and the companies get together and they say, hey, the public doesn't want this anymore. What are you going to do? Give us a year. We'll find the replacement. They find the replacement. They get tooled up. They get ready to use it. They say to the FDA, all right, we're ready. And then the FDA goes, the FDA has said that they have to remove blah, blah, blah from their food. And people go, oh, the FDA is protecting us. Baloney. Baloney. If the FDA was protecting us, they would do it the minute we know about it and not 2 years later or 3 years later. Case in point, the company in Florida that had the shipment of orange juice that had a banned fungicide in it. And instead of the FDA saying, spill all that out, do not feed that to the American population, they said, ah, go ahead, it's just a little bit, don't worry about it. Even though it was banned. Okay? So the FDA always sides with industry until industry is ready to go, okay, well, we'll put something else in. So BPA is gone, but the replacement for BPA is just as bad as BPA. Now we need to start talking about that. The bottom line has to be that we have to keep pushing and we have to force these companies. The best way to force these companies, in my humble opinion,
is with your dollars,
is not to buy their products. And I know a guy who has a very popular podcast said that's unfair because some farmers out there can't afford to grow
organic.
And I say, I'm sorry, buddy, that's BS. I'm not going to buy tobacco products because the guy who works for the tobacco company won't be able to pay his mortgage anymore. He needs to go to work for a different company. Okay. We have to take voting with our dollars seriously. And it's a lot of work because you got to put a little effort in to find out what's in what and where to buy what. But once you figure it out, then you're done.
Or just listen to Superhuman
Radio.
There
you go. There you go.
You were just talking about tobacco products. My nephew, who is, what is he, 10 years old, told me last night that the birds are now using cigarette butts to make their nests with.
And you know why? Because they keep the bugs away, he said. He said the bugs smell the nicotine and they won't go in the nest.
That should tell you something
well,
about
well, birds are smart.
Yeah.
Birds are smart. You know, they're being driven by selection pressure as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I remember when the birds, when McDonald, when cell phones first came out where you could change your ringtone, the birds around McDonald's playgrounds, remember, you know, the McDonald's had the playgrounds? They started to chirp the AT&T, you know, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Birds started to do that. It was written up in the New York Times that the birds are hearing that ringtone and they're starting to make that noise too. The birds are very intelligent. They're not stupid by any stretch of
the imagination. I know. There's a cardinal outside and
he knows me.
Every time Carl walks out on the deck, he starts chirping at Carl because he wants food.
And he must think that he's a magician. He probably says to the other birds, "Watch this." And he starts chirping, and I bring food out and put it in the thing. And he probably goes to him, see, every time I chirp, he comes and brings me food. He probably thinks he controls me.
And he's not afraid. I mean, you go put the food out.
He sits right there.
Sits right there and doesn't move.
Yeah, because he knows we're giving him food. So funny. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We've got lots more to talk about. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio.
Highlighting the hypocrisy in government, one meal at a time.
The USDA and the FDA going after small family farms. They're telling these farmers that by selling direct to end users like you and I, because they're outside the jurisdiction of the USDA and the FDA, the USDA says it's dangerous to be buying from these farmers. Really? And we're all thriving buying from these farmers, but the USDA and the FDA said, no, you're wrong. You may not think that because you're not getting sick that something's wrong, but we know there's something wrong.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's aggressive strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin, releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make in a clinical trial. This resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest Protein Bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose-free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 5-pound jug of Pure Whey Isolate for $50 and free shipping. It's the lowest price you'll find anywhere, guaranteed. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SHR today. Limit one per household.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Oh, when I woke up tonight, I said I gotta make somebody love me.
Welcome back.
I'm gonna make somebody love me. And now I know.
Just a short while before we announce a bunch of winners. It could be you. Stay tuned. Okay, first things first. Alkaline water.
What do you think about, not only alkaline water, because a lot of people are making a lot of money right now because they promote alkaline water to keep your body from becoming acidic, because there's so much information that says that if your body's acidic, then it's going
to be prone to cancers.
Yes.
Right.
And I've had a couple people say that to me, that, well, you better keep your body alkaline if you don't want to get cancer.
Okay. So here's, I mean, critical thinking at work, and obviously critical thinking is not always right. I've done shows on this. There was a period of time where I listened to that research. But then I started to understand that the body closely regulates the pH of the blood.
The blood is 7.4.
It doesn't vary very far.
No. And when it does, your body will adjust.
Yeah, by stealing calcium from your bones and magnesium from your bones. And you know, so it's always trying to maintain that pH.
Right.
So the idea that by eating something that's alkaline would shift your body to a more alkaline state, it may be true, but it's probably so minute of a change. I guess I think this whole industry that's promoting alkalinity of the body paints a picture for the average person that your body can like I don't know what 7.5 to 7.3, I think, is what the body stays within.
It's 7.4.
I think it stays between 7.3 and 7.5. That's the body is constantly regulating it. It'll go to 7.3 to 7.5 and back and forth. It's trying to stay at 7.4, right? But I think the industry tries to promote this idea that it can get down to 4 or as high as 10. And, you know, oh, you're too acidic or you're too alkaline. And you can control that by what you eat. I don't buy it.
Well, and also, okay, so they're selling alkaline water to help you create an alkaline.
Okay, you want
but you know what tap water is? Okay, so if the solution that you're drinking is less than seven or less, it's considered acidic.
Right.
If it's over 7, it's considered alkaline.
Right.
And the tap water is almost 7.
Right. So it's actually where it belongs.
Yes.
Okay. And
but they're selling alkaline water.
Okay. So if you want alkaline water, then
put lemons in your water.
I don't know if that'll do it. Will it?
It does. Yes. When you drink lemon water,
add some magnesium and potassium to your water, and that'll make it more alkaline.
But lemon water, when you drink lemon water, it creates an alkaline environment.
Right. And this notion that if you're getting foods that have magnesium and potassium in them, right? In adequate amounts. Who cares if you're drinking alkaline water or not? Look, the body doesn't go, oh, I'm only going to accept direction of pH from water. No, if you're eating a lot of high magnesium foods, high potassium foods, that's going to affect your whole body's acidity and alkalinity. This notion you have to drink water, that water is somehow influencing it, I don't buy it. And okay, so there are foods that when you eat them and digest them, they become more acidic or more alkaline, but the body is always regulating itself. You know, I turn to Adele Moussa for this one because Adele is all about the science. He's not about conjecture. Okay. I turn to Adele Moussa. So what is it about alkaline and acidity, Adele? Can we truly affect the alkalinity and acidity of our body by what we eat? And if so, is it a meaningful amount? Is it something that we have to be careful that our body is going to become so acidic or so alkaline that it could become dangerous for us?
A while back, when I had my thermography done,
right,
I had found a lump in
right.
my breast.
It was a lymph fluid.
It was lymph fluid. Right. And so when I had the thermography done, they called me and said, I need you to come back for another
thermography.
So I went back and I was concerned. You know, you can always be concerned about things like that.
Right.
And I had two particular people, girlfriends, that said to me, well, you better start making sure your body is alkaline because cancer's growing in an acidic environment.
And I think that's true in a petri dish.
Right.
I think that's true in vitro. I think it's true in isolation. I don't think it's true in vivo. I don't think it's true in the body. I think the body works very hard to protect itself and stay at a certain level of pH. Unless you can become too alkaline or acidic on a cellular level and has nothing to do with your blood, that's a different story. I don't know. But I personally don't buy it. I don't buy it. The whole alkaline water thing. And if you're into it, then add a little magnesium potassium to your water and you're fine.
Or just eat some pumpkin seeds.
Yeah, pumpkin seeds are supposed to be highly alkaline.
They're highly alkaline. They're high in magnesium, manganese, iron, copper, zinc, phosphorus. And it says here that all those things are good for bone health, heart health, prostate health. They also contain L-tryptophan.
So they're good to eat before bed. to make you sleepy.
So, and evidently, now I'm not sure if this is true, but it says that they're the only food that helps to remove parasites and tapeworms.
I don't know how that works. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how that would remove a tapeworm.
I don't know.
Tapeworms get long, and sometimes they could be the whole length of the intestines.
And they are the most alkaline forming seed as well to help alkalize the body.
Yeah. So there you go.
So there you have it.
There you go. So have that with your water, and you can save yourself a lot of money on alkaline water.
Pepitas.
I know there's even like a shaker bottle now that claims to make your water more alkaline.
Uh-huh.
There's a bodybuilder that's promoting that right now. It's like sprinkle a little potassium in it. That's all. I don't know. Okay.
Okay, it's time for some announcements.
The winners and the losers. Okay, so I'm going to let you, since you selected the name from random, for the Muscle Gauge Nutrition.
Oh, yeah, the $500?
Yeah, so this is for $500 worth of free product from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. You just have to go to the Muscle Gauge. It's mgstore.com. Select $500 worth of product. Email it to onair@superhumanradio.com. And make sure you include your address, and it will be shipped to you, compliments of the show.
And it has to be $500 in one shot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And who is that person?
Drum roll.
I think I have a drum roll. Hold on a second. Hold on. Give me a second. Hold on. Sound effects. I'm pretty sure I have a drum roll. Come on. Open.
Hurry.
People
are anticipating this.
Well, talk. Vamp a little bit. Let's see here.
Okay.
I don't have a drum roll.
Don't worry about it. It's okay.
I have a news ticker.
Okay.
Here, hold on. Let me get the news ticker. That sounds good. Here. Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, wait a minute. That's 7.5 hertz. I'm going to sleep. Go ahead. Who's the winner of the Muscle Gauge?
The winner is Tim Kenny.
Tim Kenny, if you're listening, you should be listening to the show. Tim Kenny, you are the winner of the $500 worth of Muscle Gauge Nutrition product. I guess we have an email address for him, too, so we'll email him as well.
Yes, we'll email him.
To make sure that
he
knows.
Are we going to try to do another competition soon?
Yes, we do. We have Power Block dumbbells we're going to be giving away. We've got a lot of great stuff we're going to be giving away, all to help drive the newsletter. And so those of you who already entered in this competition and you're on the newsletter, you will automatically be entered in anything we do in the future, because it's always going to be picked at random from these things that people are involved with already.
Okay.
So the next one is I couldn't get anybody to upload their video Remember I was asking people to do the video for the new website?
Yes.
I couldn't get anybody to upload their video. So one day out of desperation, I said, the first person who uploads a video to the Supreme Radio website, I'm going to give $100 worth of free product from Prime Nutrition. And hold on, I got to find the name. They actually announced it the other day. I want to say it's Jeff Thompson, but just bear with me 1 second to make sure that that is the correct name. And it is, where the heck is it?
Come on, Carl.
Oh, I'm so, Jeff Thompson. Yes, it is Jeff Thompson. So Jeff Thompson won the $100 of free product from Prime Nutrition for being the first person to upload his video to the Supreme Radio website. But please don't stop. Those of you who are uploading videos, please, we need your videos for the new website. I promise it'll be fun, and we thank you very much. Okay, the next thing is we have 5 winners for this week, and we have 5 winners for next week. So if your name is not called, you're still capable of winning 2 free tickets to the Arnold. How do you win? You have to have the Android or iPhone or iPad app. Use the message window and send the show a message and just say, I want Arnold tickets. That's all you have to say. And you're entered. And if you've already entered, you still are in the running for the 5 we're giving away next week. Okay, here it goes. The first person, her name is Claudia. That's all I have is a name, Claudia. She did not put a last name. It looks like her last name may be DeLavia, because that her email address is DeLavia as well. So Claudia is one of the winners. We will email you instructions on how to claim your tickets. The next winner is Troy Willoughby. Troy, thanks for using your last name so we know who you are. The third winner is Robin Lippelt, L-I-P-P-E-L-T. The fourth winner is Alex Gordon, and I did mention Alex Gordon's name the other day as being one of the winners when I did it on the air. And the fifth winner is Jason Leloux. All of these people entered by downloading the iPhone app or Android app or iPad app and using the message pad, the message interface, to send us a message saying, I want Arnold tickets. It's not too late for you. We're giving away 5 pair of tickets next week as well. All of you will receive an email from me explaining how to claim your tickets. They will be at will call. So there you go. What else, Elisa?
That's all I have.
That's all I have, too. Boy, that's exhausting giving stuff away. I don't know about you, but I'm tired.
Oh, I think it's fun.
Yeah, I know. That's why Oprah used to do it all the time. Anyway, look, been a great week, great show. We got lots of great shows for you next week. I want to thank everybody for listening. Thanks for participating in all these competitions and contests. We're going to have more.
Oh, we're no casual Friday next week because we'll be at the Arnold.
Yes, and we will tweet and Facebook to let people know where we are, because there's a lot of people who want to meet up with us. I know Scott and Christina Jerzyk said that they want you to pin me down today as to where, and I can't. We have lots of clients to meet with and stuff, so we will be tweeting and Facebooking for those who want to meet up with us at the Arnold. We're going to be at the Expo Saturday for sure, Friday and Saturday for sure. So there you go. Thank you for listening to Super Human Radio, as always, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.